Hey everybody, welcome back to Sheer Geekdom. I am one of the hosts, Mr. Chris.
And I'm Black Barbie 116.
Now for everybody that's used to the show and has been around, you know we cover a lot of different topics. Wrestling, video games, comics, movies, everything. So if anybody has seen it in the Twitter group and on in the Facebook group, I've said there's going to be changes. Instead of having everything rolled up into one single podcast, we're going to have them in their own separate categories, their own separate podcast. So like, for instance, tonight we are going to do a wrestling podcast. And the way I want to do it is we are going to have specific topics that we talk about so we can keep it kind of keep people entertained and keep people, you know, included. So everybody can chime in with their opinions, whatever, and we can keep the conversation rolling. So with this being the first wrestling episode of Sheer Geekdom, the topic I would like to talk about, which I've seen a lot over the past few months, actually, is what is a professional wrestler, or what is professional wrestling? So Black Barbie, what is your take on that?
To me, professional wrestling is anyone who does the sport professionally, of course. But professional wrestling also encompasses sports entertainment. Professional wrestling, to me, there's the pageantry, the entrances, the promo work, you know. Professional wrestling, it's just so hard to define for me because I've seen, you know, wrestling in different facets. I've seen studio style wrestling when I was a kid growing up watching USWA. I've seen, you know, the WWE style of wrestling where, you know, especially in the 80s and 90s, it was glitz and glamour, glittery. The women wore glittery dresses. The men wore, you know, their trunks are sparkly, and they still do that even to this day. I mean, but then, you know, then there's just regular, you know, indie wrestling where there is no storyline, really. It's just, you know, two people wrestling each other and the best man wins, or, you know, whatever the promoter's paying for whoever to win. But I mean, I don't really think there is a clear cut answer to me what professional wrestling is, because it encompasses everything.
Now, a lot of what I've seen, especially after WrestleMania, a lot of people seem to have an issue with the Sami Zayn and Johnny Knoxville match. It was a gimmick match. It was something that was supposed to be entertaining. And, you know, I think that's kind of where a lot of the, you know, people get kind of lost on the whole topic, is that that is a part of professional wrestling. I mean, if you look back, how many gimmick matches have we seen? How many gimmick characters have we seen? A lot.
Doink the Clown, the Boogeyman, Papa Shango, Kamala, Junkyard Dog. I mean, the Gobbledygooker, the turkey thing.
Yeah, I mean, it goes on. I mean, this is, it's how it's been.
But you also got to look back in history, too, when professional wrestling kind of first started. It started in the circuses, and the circus, it was, you know, man wrestling bear, or, you know, I mean, it was, you know, short person wrestling big tall dude. I mean, that was like the 1800s. I mean, wrestling has always been gimmicky, even back then when it was, you know, a part of the circus act, because that's where pro wrestling kind of started from.
Yeah. And I mean, I noticed a lot of that, you know, especially with Daniel Bryan, or Bryan Danielson, you know, when he went to AEW and he had that whole spill about, you know, I'm here to wrestle, so I'm going to fucking wrestle and wrestle. And it's like, but you're out here cutting a promo. You're out here talking. You're out here trying to get somebody on your side or against you. You know, it encompasses all of that, regardless. Because just imagine this. You turn on WWE or AEW or Impact or Ring of Honor, whatever you want to watch, and the whole night, nobody says a word, except for maybe the commentators. People walk up to the, you know, you got two people walk out to the ring, they wrestle, they go backstage. how long do you think that would last?
Not long. The shows would definitely not be 2 hours long.
Well, I mean, not only that, but would that be, would you be interested in it?
No, I mean, because there's no, you, the thing about wrestling, I mean, even when they have matches like that, there is no rivalry. Because a lot of people used to get on WWE about that. It's like, why does every time they have people wrestle, it has to be a storyline to it? Because I remember you even used to say that. You used to be like, well, why does it have to have a storyline? Why can't people just come out and wrestle? But it, with the storyline, it keeps you invested. But like you said, if it's just two people coming out there wrestling and going back to the stage to go get their paycheck, it's going to be boring. Yeah. And then wrestling like Raw and SmackDown and, you know, AEW Dynamite, Rampage, that stuff would not be as long because if they just walk out, there's no entrance music, there's no nothing. If they're just coming out wrestling and then there's no talking, there's no nothing, that's, I mean, honestly, from start to finish, from the time the announcer announces them out, and they come to the ring and then do the match, that's like 4 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at, you know, our favorites growing up, our favorite wrestlers, and a lot of people's favorite wrestlers, do you really look at, which I mean, I know your answer to this, you know, is kind of different, but at the end of the day, who sticks out more to you? Someone that has a great in-ring ability as far as on the mat, or somebody who had that larger-than-life persona?
What do you think my answer is going to be?
I mean, I know your favorite is Owen Hart. And Owen Hart was, you know, never really that the personality guy. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't known for his character, but he was a great in-ring performer.
Yes. But I'm going to have to... I mean, I love Owen Hart, but the reason why I love Owen Hart is because of the whole... him and Brett. It told a story. It wasn't so much about who could wrestle. Because, I mean, I was a kid. I didn't really know wrestling. And, I mean, even now as an adult. Like, if I was ever to be asked to be a commentator, I cannot commentate. Because I don't know all the wrestling moves. I'm like, oh, that's a suplex. But it's got a, it might have a special name to it. But to me, I think it's the larger than life aspect. It's because that's the thing about Owen and Brett. They told a story of how Owen Hart was the baby brother. He was the brother who always got looked over, and Brett was the golden child. Brett, you know, had all the accolades, and so Owen was like, okay, but I'm just as good as he is. And I think that's what, and that's why I said, that's why WrestleMania 10 kind of stands out in my mind, because Owen Hart finally got the big one. He won, number one, he won on WrestleMania, and that's a big deal. We'll talk about Cody later, because Cody talked about that. He won on WrestleMania. He got the W. And number two, it was more like he went over on his older brother.
Yeah.
And to me, that answers the question of, to me personally, I don't look for in-ring ability because, I mean, and I've said this before, and I'm probably going to get hate for this, I don't really like Bryan Danielson. I know he's a great wrestler. I'm not saying that he's not. But his personality, the things that he does, it doesn't capture me.
But then you look at it from the flip side. When you look at a Stone Cold, when you look at The Rock, they was decent wrestlers, but they were not the best.
No, they were larger than life characters.
Right. It was their personality. It was their characters. It was, you know, who they were on the mic and just the presence that they have. If you really go back and watch their matches, they were great for what they were. But whenever you compare it to like a you know, like a Bret Hart or, you know, even a Cesaro or, you know, a lot of them technical type wrestlers, they were nowhere close to that, period, not at all.
Not at all. I mean, they were no Chris Benoit, I said his name. I'm going to keep saying it. No, they were no Chris Benoit. They were no Eddie Guerrero's, you know what I'm saying? They were not that, but that's, for people like me who I'm not looking at the, oh, you know, he just did this move. I'm looking at the larger than life, the promo work. And not only that, the commentators. The commentators have to do a very good job of selling this story or selling this person. And I think that's the problem I've always had with Corey Graves or, you know, and basically until Pat McAfee got there, there was no life in the commentary. JR, Jim Ross, that man, remember we were talking about him in Triple H? He called Triple H that son of a bitch every time. Triple H was the, he made you hate Triple H. Like, really? That son of a bitch, they did this. Oh my God. You know, he did all of that. And when Stone Cold came out, he hyped him up. And he was like the rattlesnake. And you know, the commentating captured you and kept you invested. It's like now with WWE, it's kind of sometimes it's hard to be invested in some things because it's not there. Now, I will say this, NXT was better with the three-man booth. The only thing I didn't like is that Beth Phoenix is now gone because, you know, her back and forth with, I was about to call him Stu Bennett, but that's not, that's his real name. But with Wade Barrett, the back and forth between them kind of kept it going, but it captured, and I like Vic Joseph now. I didn't like him on Raw. But I think that's another thing that you have to think about in pro wrestling is that the commentators have to keep the story alive. They have to keep the people going.
Right. So, you know, in my opinion, because I've seen this thrown around a lot, you know, talking about, well, there's a difference between pro wrestling and sports entertainment. There really isn't. I mean, when you really look at the aspects of what it takes to be a professional in that industry, it's one and the same. There is no difference. It's just, you know, it's a difference on what your company calls you as an employee or what you're known as an employee.
Well, and I also think with the whole sports entertainment, I think people, because WWE coined the phrase and people don't like it, especially your AEW diehards, they don't like the term sports entertainment. They like pro wrestling. That's like, you know, AEW, they said we're pro wrestlers. You know, we're not superstars, we're pro wrestlers. But at the same
but
time,
it's all the same. Same
thing.
If you, I mean, take the time, you know what I'm saying, to get out your bubble. I don't care if you hate WWE. I don't care if you hate AEW. When you put them side by side, they're doing the same thing.
Definitely doing the same thing.
Now, is everything, you know, totally identical? No. But when you look at the overall aspect of what's being done, it's all the same thing. You got people that... they have their entrance music, they have their, you know, their pyro, they have their promos, they have their matches. You know what I'm saying? It's all the same thing. Now, the only difference to me between, you know, AEW and WWE is that in AEW, they have to run every single spot possible within a match.
Yeah. Especially the Young Bucks.
Everybody has to get, you know, everybody has to get a spot off at least 20 times during a match.
The Young Bucks do it a lot.
And I mean, if that's what you want to do and that's what you like, then there's nothing wrong with that. But that doesn't make you a professional wrestler just because you run spots throughout the entire match. So, you know, it's like I said, it's one of them things where I just it irritates me so much to, you know, hear some of these people talk about it and make it seem like everything WWE does is just horrible and everything AEW does is gold and vice versa. I don't like that.
But yeah, I mean, to piggyback off of what you're saying, they are both the same thing, you know, and like people are bothered by Jericho's whole, you know, Jericho Appreciation Society and how they're calling themselves sports entertainers, and you got their AEW diehards who are like, well, do-do-do-do-do, and I'm sitting here like, but Jericho's not wrong. They are sports entertainers. I mean, I think the only thing with AEW is you can't use that phrase because WWE has trademarked the phrase sports entertainment, so you can't use it.
Yeah. And you know, and then the hate that Cody's getting, it's like, it's a job. You know what I'm saying? It's like us as fans, we have to look at it as if somebody was looking at us and our job and what we was doing. If we wasn't getting paid what we feel like we should be getting paid, we wouldn't get the respect that we think we should be getting, and we could find that somewhere else, you would take that. I mean, you would be dumb not to. You're telling me I could make more money and have more freedom to do what I want to here than I can where I'm at currently? Who the hell is not going to ditch that damn job and go to the one that's going to be better for them? And I know as fans, you know, it sucks and we want them to entertain us and to do what we want them to do. But at the end of the day, it's their life. It's their job. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, you talk about, oh, well, you know, so-and-so should go to AEW. Why? So they can kill themselves? So they can sit here and have to do all these dangerous-ass spots just to get attention? That's the thing about WWE, and I've said this a million times, is that when it comes to WWE, you've done your time. You've done all the crazy shit. You've done all the dangerous shit. You've took the damn chair shots to the head. You've did all the, you know, having to jump off, you know, 20-story buildings just to get a pop, to get your name out there. You've done that. You're at the point now to where you can chill. People are so mad at Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn talking about that they're not being used properly. Did you ever stop to think that maybe they're content with where they're at? And it's like I said, when it comes to the whole pro wrestling and what it is and who pro wrestlers are, they're who you want them to be. They're getting paid for doing what they love to do, and it's wrestling. I mean, what more can you say about it? It all encompasses it.
Well, you said that very well. Because, I mean, you got to look at it like this. That's just like if I worked at Lowe's, but Home Depot offered me more money. So I'm going to leave Lowe's and go to Home Depot because Home Depot's offered me more money. And you don't see, like, people being like, well.
Right. And then me as a fan, I'm sitting over here like, well, why would you do it? You're a traitor. You ain't no good. You're a piece of shit. Because you decided to go to the rival store where they're going to give you more money and give you a better position and give you more of the things that you want.
And I don't have to wear that stupid apron. I could just wear an orange shirt. This is Home Depot. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because I saw that and I saw that analogy and I was like, you know what? That is a really good analogy. It's literally like if I worked at Lowe's and Home Depot offered me more money. And I mean, that's the thing about Cody. He wasn't happy. And it's like,
it doesn't matter why. The why does not matter. The thing about it is that what Cody does is his own damn business. If he wasn't happy, it's not for us to be like, well, that's not a good reason to not be happy. You can't tell somebody what the hell should or should not make them happy.
I think it just at the end of the day, you know, Cody's happier in WWE. The pop he got was, you know, at WrestleMania was, you know, probably one of the biggest ones I've seen in a long time. It's up there when The Rock came back. It's up there with John Cena debuting as number 30 in the Royal Rumble. I mean, it's up there. It's epic. And, I mean, at the end of the day, AEW fans, y'all booed him to death. That's one thing. You know what? Cody has some questionable promos in AEW. But the one thing I never understood is why fans were booing him. I didn't have a problem with Cody. I didn't really have a problem with Brandy either. I think Brandy, some of her stuff was weird. But it's like, you know, the whole, you know, she cut up Jade or tried to cut up Jade. I actually liked it. I know people didn't. But, I mean, you know, right before they left, the whole thing with Dan Lambert was weird. You know, with her, you know, she's like, you know, well, I'm a black bitch. And, you know, you're a black belt, but I'm a black bitch. And I was like, Brandy, no. I mean, overall, I'm happy for Cody. If this is where he wants to be to, you know, carry on his father's legacy because he felt like he couldn't do it in AEW, more power to him. He's still a professional wrestler. He's still a pro wrestler. He's still a WWE superstar at the end of the day. It don't matter how you slice it. And if you're threatening him and Brandy, please stop. It's stupid. You look like an idiot. Just like the same dude who tried to stalk Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose. Look at him now. Dude's in jail.
And Sonya ain't been right since then.
Well, I mean, dude was going to kidnap them.
That's what I'm saying.
Mandy Rose and kidnap Sonya Deville.
And Sonya has not been right since then.
I think she's kind of afraid to wrestle too much. Which I don't blame her. But dude got into her house. I mean, hell, it's, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that's the next episode we should talk about is when fans cross the line.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's a really good topic to talk about. Fans crossing the line, and when is too much? When is it too much?
So there you go. That is the topic for the next episode of Sure Geekdom Wrestling. See, it just comes naturally. Whenever you get into that zone, it just comes. So this is where we're going to wrap it up for this episode. That's another thing about this. We're going to keep them short. We're going to stay on point on conversations. And we want to get more input from everybody else on how they feel. Do you agree with us? Do you disagree with us? What is your opinion on it?
Yeah, because, you know, we want to know what you... I mean, like Mr. Chris said, we want to make this a community. So, I mean, we're going to post this episode on Twitter and Facebook and all that other good stuff. And I mean, also you could weigh in. And plus, if you do want to be a guest, we're still working on that. But if you want to be a guest, then, you know, just kick it with us. And I mean, it's only about 10, 15 minutes kicking it with us and, you know, give us your advice. Because, I mean, I think with this next topic of when fans cross the line and when is it too much, I think we're going to have some people who want to weigh in on it, like guests,
right,
to be on the show.
And, I mean, even if you don't necessarily want to be on the show and speak, if we post a question, because this is what we're going to do. We're going to post the questions and the topics before we do it. So when we come on here and we record and have our discussion, we will read some of y'all's inputs. So, I mean, let us know what you think and we will discuss that as well. I mean, this is, like I said, we just want everybody to be able to be comfortable and enjoy what we're doing.
And shout out to DeVille Wrestling, because they did answer the question on Twitter about what is a pro wrestler. So they did answer the question. So yes. Shout out to DeVille Wrestling.
So if I don't have anything else, you got anything else for today?
I have nothing at all. Basically, WrestleMania season is come and went. Has came and went. Oh, God, that sounded bad. WrestleMania season has came and went. And now we are moving on to WrestleMania Backlash.
Ridiculous. Sounds stupid. But anyways, if you want to know what's coming up next, make sure you check out the Twitter page, Sure Geekdom. Check out the Facebook group. It's the Sure Geekdom Network. Because we're going to have so many different things going on. And like I said, we will post questions, topics, whatever that we are going to talk about in upcoming shows. So whether, you know, I think we might end up talking a little bit about Moon Knight in a later episode. And, you know, in our Sure Geekdom comic edition.
We call it Sure Geekdom Heroes.
Yeah, we can call it that too. We ain't worked out all the names yet. So
we haven't.
So like I said, and my brother put me on to trying to do open up a Discord service for the different topics. So I'll be looking into that and see, you know, how to do all that, because I don't know nothing about none of that.
I also have a Clubhouse account too. So
yeah,
if you guys want to get on and do on Clubhouse, we can do that too. Or Twitter Spaces. We can do a Twitter Spaces.
Yeah. So for me, Mr. Chris.
I'm Black Barbie 116. And here's Leo with us as well.
Just all up in our face. But we are out. Catch y'all later.
Peace.